One of New Hampshire's largest landlords, Brady Sullivan Properties, is under scrutiny from city, state, and federal regulators for lead contamination in one of its buildings in Manchester. Tenants contend their landlord and a contractor hired by Brady Sullivan are responsible for the lead dust that permeated their apartments, and 22 have filed a lawsuit. It'll be up to the courts to determine who's at fault, but one thing is clear. In the weeks since the contamination happened, Brady Sullivan has downplayed the health risk to its tenants. NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports.
Brady Sullivan has made a name for itself, converting old mills around New England into commercial and residential space. But since many of those mills spent decades as industrial sites, they often come with a host of environmental risks, requiring complex renovations. Beverly Druin is a lead expert with the Department of Health and Human Services.
So a contractor will come in, they'll remove the lead, the asbestos, the pigeon guano, the PCBs, the mercury, whatever's in that building, but that building is empty. Never in my professional career have I ever seen sandblasting activities in an occupied building.
That is, she had never seen sandblasting in an occupied building until May 12th, when regulators shut down a construction site just below 98 Brady Sullivan Apartments in a Manchester building called Mill West. Brady Sullivan markets Mill West as a luxury development, and rents range from $1,200 to $2,550 a month. Within one day of regulators stepping in, here's what was clear. Brady Sullivan's contractor didn't have the proper permits or training. Toxic levels of lead dust had piled up in at least one apartment, and tenants had complained clouds of dust poured through their windows and cracks in their floors. Yet 2 days later, Brady Sullivan sent an email to tenants stating the dust had been fully contained and there was no evidence of a, quote, risk of any health hazard. Since then, Brady Sullivan's efforts to address the problem prompted regulators to crack down on the landlord, pushed a contractor to quit, and left many tenants angry, scared, and confused.
They have a complete disregard for the health and safety of everyone in their building.
Kurt Milligan's was the first apartment found to have dangerous levels of lead dust. Lead is a powerful neurotoxin, particularly for young children and developing fetuses. It can cause serious problems, including lowered IQs, hyperactivity, and other behavioral and learning problems. Federal law cracked down on lead paint in 1978, but it's still a problem in many older buildings, especially when renovations create dust that settles in living spaces. When Milligan found out his apartment was full of lead dust, he and his fiancée, Barbara Banner, moved out. She was pregnant.
It's a public health issue. It's not just our issue. And our physician, too, overseeing the pregnancy, also said that unless it's considered completely lead-free, that I should not be living in the building at those levels.
So how exactly did this happen? How did dust invade dozens of luxury apartments, creating the biggest known lead hazard in recent New England history? It starts in late April, when a Brady Sullivan contractor began sandblasting lead paint off the walls of the lower two floors of Mill West. Brady Sullivan plans to convert that space into 210 more apartments. Tenants upstairs and in an annex building complained about noise and dust, and Brady Sullivan assured them the contractor, Environmental Compliance Specialists, Inc., had proper permits. But tenants organized themselves after some learned that just last year, a storage company battled with Brady Sullivan over lead dust in the same space now under construction under their feet.
I'll just show you a couple of the photographs that we've taken.
Dozens of tenants hired Debbie Valenti of Alchemy Lead Management to test their apartments. She showed me photos of window wells that she said were coated in lead dust.
Well, it's filthy. This picture shows you how filthy. I can scoop teaspoonfuls of debris out of the window wells. Look at it.
On one windowsill on the fourth floor, Valenti found lead at 680 times the legal limit. A few doors down, in the midst of construction, Eric Fleming took a photo of his 2-year-old daughter, Parker, resting her lips on a windowsill.
That photo has a different meaning to me now because these windowsills are some of the places that are confirmed universally throughout the building to have some of the highest reported levels of lead.
As tenants pieced together what was happening, they came to believe Brady Sullivan wasn't telling them the full story. A few examples. Brady Sullivan did eventually email tenants to say lead dust had left the construction site, but only after the New Hampshire union leader reported that fact. Then Brady Sullivan held a forum to educate tenants about health risks and cleaning efforts, but only after tenants had posted flyers indicating their intentions to sue. Brady Sullivan declined to comment on the specific points in this story. In an earlier interview, though, their attorney put blame for lead dust on the contractor. When asked about statements to tenants and the press that were later shown to be false, he said, quote, "When those statements were made, they were believed to be true." In fact, Brady Sullivan's communication with tenants caught the attention of the City of Manchester, federal regulators from the EPA and OSHA, and the state's Department of Health and Human Services, where Beverly Druin works. Druin refers to all these regulators as the partners.
So one of the first memos that Brady Sullivan issued, actually the partners crafted for Brady Sullivan. So we wanted to make sure the tenants had the real, honest information.
So you essentially edited an email that got sent from Brady Sullivan to the tenants.
Exactly. I don't know that the tenants know that, and I'm sure there's a level of distrust at this point.
Tenants weren't the only ones claiming they were left out of the big picture. 19 days after the problem was first identified, Brady Sullivan promised most tenants it would clean their apartments. Ron Pike's company, Alpine Environmental, was one of the lead cleaners hired. But Pike says he quit, in part because Brady Sullivan wasn't giving him the information he needed to clean, including details about how much lead was in what locations.
It was really a funky crush fire, something I'd never been involved in before in 25 years in this business, and we were kind of happy to leave.
Hey, cat. Hey, how are you?
Cody and Danielle Mattiello set up cameras in their apartment to film Brady Sullivan's lead cleaners at work. They say the cleaning is substandard.
And these are the supposedly certified cleaners.
Because yeah. We had a camera in our bedroom, and they never went into our bedroom to clean.
The tenant's lead expert says these cleaners are leaving behind dangerous levels of lead. The Mattiellos and other tenants say Brady Sullivan won't let them break their leases because of lead dust. At the same time, Brady Sullivan is advertising 1 month free rent for new tenants at Mill West, its only New Hampshire property with that offer. The EPA is threatening to fine or sue Brady Sullivan if they don't clean up Mill West by the end of July. The agency is also considering a range of other actions, including a potential audit of all of Brady Sullivan's converted mills in New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.